This is Matt, one of the hosts of Can You Get to That? Thank you for checking this episode out. Caitlin and I have been working on this show for a while, and we're going to keep working on it, audio, format, all that. We want your feedback. We want you to listen. We want you to share it with your friends if you like it, especially that. If you find this on iTunes, leave a review. Anyway, enough of the plugging. Oh, wait, one more plugging thing. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/CYGTT. Anyway, this episode, the topic we chose to do the wiki game to is Macho Man Randy Savage. You'll notice that I didn't realize he passed away. Rest in peace, Macho Man. Really do think that. I hope it's not disrespectful. I do think he's a cool guy. Genuinely, I lobbied for the topic. I didn't know that much about it, apparently. But you'll see some surprising things that I do happen to know about wrestling. Enjoy!
Hello, and welcome to Can You Get to That? I'm your co-host, Caitlin Best.
And I'm your other co-host, Matt Olson.
For those of you who don't know, this is a wiki racing podcast where we go on Wikipedia and then we click links until we get to a target page. Specifically, we first click a random article.
Yeah, yeah, we'll start at a random article.
That's a key element.
Key element of what constitutes the Wikipedia game or wiki racing. And this week, our topic, just gonna cut straight to the chase, is Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
We already got our impressions out on the table.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try to do an impression other than the yeah.
That's it. That's all you're gonna do.
That's all I'm gonna do.
You're not.
It's all you.
You're not gonna snap into a Slim Jim. Yeah.
No, you're doing great. You're carrying that impression thing.
That's all I know. He wrestles and he loves Slim beef Jim's. Jerky sticks.
Yeah, I mean, who really doesn't?
Especially not. I love him because I get paid money. Yeah. I get paid money to promote him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah, I don't have much of an affiliation for wrestling, but, you know, the Macho Man is one of those wrestlers everybody seems to know.
Everybody knows the name, at least.
Well, they might know Randy Savage or Macho Man. They might not.
They might not know they're the same person.
Maybe. They might not know they're the same person.
Macho Man Dan Savage.
Yeah. Famous sex columnist.
Macho Man Dan Savage.
No. One thing in recent memory about Randy Savage before we embark on the game is that you showed me a video.
Oh, yeah.
A Skyrim modification that changed all the dragons to
Macho Men.
Well, they were still dragon shaped, but I believe they all had Randy Savage's clothing
on. Randy Savage's face and skin tone.
And they
voice.
Yeah, they all went, yeah! As they were, doing as dragons
fire,
do. Doing dragon stuff.
Yeah.
Which I feel like. What's the name of the world in Skyrim again?
Skyrim is the name of the world in Skyrim.
Okay, that's the name of that region.
The whole region
the
is
whole world.
Called Tamriel.
Tamriel yeah. could be spiced up
with
quite
some,
a bit.
Some wrestlers.
By some wrestler dragons.
Yeah.
And that video was a good illustration of that. Look that up on YouTube. So we're going to start. We're going to hit random article. I'm going to get my little pen and pad of paper. Hold on. Now we're ready to go.
He's ready.
Hit that random article button, please, Caitlin. Wow.
Oh,
okay.
My God. Nope. I can't even read that.
All right. The first topic, and we're going to check in with each one so you know where we're at. First page we're on is, I don't even know.
Capital L, small d, small r, capital D, hyphen, capital R, small d, small l, capital D, toxin, antitoxin system.
Yep, neither of us are scientifically gifted enough to know how to just abbreviate
to just
that.
Read that? Yeah.
Well,
can that be read?
It says here, the first sentence, if we want to check in, right underneath, it says RDLDRNA. So that would probably, we'll say RDLDRNA.
RDLDRNA is a family of small non-coding RNAs which repress the protein LDRD in a type 1 antitoxin system.
In a type 1 toxin antitoxin.
Toxin antitoxin system.
Which it covers the...
I see... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's important because it's not just antitoxins.
Toxins and antitoxins.
Yeah, it's a whole...
It's a whole system. Think,
Caitlin, you got to be a systematic thinker.
Yeah, I think that's why the molecule is shaped like a loop. If you see this loops around.
If you see the thing that the podcast listeners can't see, which is the structure of the RDLD.
It's a loop.
It's slightly more complicated than that. Let's move on. Let's move on from the talking about the image.
So what this looks like when I see this series of acronyms, what I think of is this just looks like the acronym for Lord of the Rings to me.
Lord of the Rings?
Loader.
Oh, Lotor. Okay.
Lotor.
Yeah. I was going to say RDLD just sounds like a Star Wars robot.
That also is a true thing.
We don't have anything intelligent to say about RNA, do we?
Certainly not.
Yeah.
But I... Whew. Yeah. I mean, I used to spend a lot of time on internet forums where people talked about Lotor.
Okay. I was going to say, like, where is this going? Like... What internet forums were you talking about science on? But no.
Chemistry forums, yeah. Yeah,
no. You were talking about Lord of the Rings.
I was talking about Loader.
Just the other day, you showed me...
one of the forums I used to go to.
You showed me one of the forums, but more importantly, you showed me your signature image.
Oh, yeah. I was all about them. Siggies. The sig pics.
God. I'm very glad that we moved past...
I had a little internet hustle going on sig pics.
Oh, would you make them for other people for like favors and like accolades?
Yeah, I mean, mostly just the accolades. That's all it was. And it wasn't even like back in the 2004, 2005 era. It wasn't even like, you know, it wasn't like Reddit where you can like upvote someone's post.
Yeah.
Or like Facebook where you can like it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like.
You just wanted to be loved.
I just knew that people admired me on the internet.
You just had to take it to heart.
Yes.
You didn't have any, like, you didn't have a clout score, for instance.
No.
No, okay.
I had an internal clout score.
Right there, right in the chest.
Right in my heart, yes.
Well, can we
and,
just...
And I mean, I got the satisfaction of every time I posted, just my whole post, my avatar, the little slogan under my avatar, and then the signature just looks so slick.
Yeah. I do want to just cut in. Before we try and find a link to get us to...
Out of here. Out of this fucking wasteland.
And get us closer to Macho Man. But I know I just gave you shit for describing the structure of this particular RNA unit. But I want you to tell the listeners what that sig pic you showed me looked like.
You want me to tell them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll leave it to you. Okay. I'm not gonna paint
a word picture. So I want you to imagine... Lawrence Fishburne dressed as Morpheus from The Matrix.
I'm imagining it.
And he's got, there's this one picture where he's got like a machine pistol in each hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of pointing in different directions. He's got a you know, a long leather trench coat and a vest on.
As Morpheus does.
As he always does.
Yeah.
So that's on the left side of the sig pic.
Before I was picturing just naked Morpheus.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I got to complete the word picture. Oh, and sunglasses.
Yeah.
And
naked,
the...
just naked Lawrence Fishburne with guns is what I was picturing. Yeah. I'm glad you filled that in.
You're welcome. That's on the left side. You scan to the right and it's just clean white until you get to the right side of the image, at which point, oriented, sort of perpendicular to Morpheus, you see the code of the Matrix, except it's not green. It's red because the colors had been inverted.
I didn't realize that when I looked at it.
I didn't realize that's what that was?
I didn't realize that all you had done was take, like, this picture of Matrix code and then inverted
it
because you're
like a fucking, coder.
I wasn't assuming that you were a coder. I was assuming that you had made a conscious stylish decision to be like, I want mine to be red on white. But actually what it was is that you probably image searched Matrix code and spliced it and then just inverted the colors.
Well,
and you're like, good enough.
No, I mean, that is what I did. But it was a stylistic decision.
Sure, but like...
Don't tell me that it wasn't a stylistic
decision.
But
it was a one-button stylistic decision. It wasn't like, I'm going to go type some gibberish with zeros and ones in red on a white background.
It's not fucking zeros and ones anyway. It's like Japanese characters.
This
isn't a binary system. The Matrix is very complicated.
There was kanji in it. Excuse me.
Yeah.
There was kanji in it.
There was kanji.
Okay. Let's find something.
You don't know shit about the Matrix.
Oh, I don't know shit about the Matrix. No, I didn't watch the second or third movie. What? What of it?
That's fine. I mean, you're welcome to live your own life however you want to.
I'm sorry I didn't post on, what was it called?
Killermovieforums.com?
Killermovieforums.com.
Or something.
Something like
killer
that.
Killer movie something.
All right. So, God, just a lot of science words in here. I don't know what to do with that. Maybe we should click on nucleotide. Because you know who's made up of nucleotides?
You and I.
And Randy.
And Randy. That's true. Randy is.
Yeah, let's click nucleotide for step two. Nucleotide.
Oh, God.
And we're still in science land.
Yeah, I can't even begin to describe that molecule.
You can't?
No.
We need to not describe everything that just comes up on the page, for one.
Okay.
But two, all you need to say is that it's what makes up DNA and RNA. We can do that. We can do that because it says so on the Wikipedia page. But also, you and I have both taken biology classes.
Just envision what makes up DNA and RNA. Just picture that in your mind.
Yep. This is a very word picture heavy podcast. I feel like we should get on some jokey jokes.
Some jokey jokes?
Yeah. Or some related topics of discussion to what we're...
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to get out of this biochemical wasteland that we're in.
Well, I would say if we want to do that real quick, at the cost of... You know, we want to be efficient, but I'm going to guess if we scroll down this page, we're not going to see, like, a link to WWE or something.
Well, no.
But what we might want to do is go to DNA, because then we can go to the scientists' pages, and we can talk about the fact that DNA's structure was really discovered by a woman and not two dudes.
Yeah.
That's an interesting topic of discussion, I feel
like.
That
is, but, you know, you're trying to take us on all sorts of scenic routes.
Is it a scenic route to say because we're on the page for nucleotide, we might have to go to people to have any hope of getting to the Macho Man?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a scenic route.
Yeah.
I think that's a smart decision. We're scrolling
through
this page.
Besides, this page is real scenic.
There's lots of diagrams that we don't need to waste time describing.
Lots of different colors on this page is all I'm going to say.
Well, yeah. I mean, you remember in biology class when teacher would haul out the 3D, like, demonstration model.
The little spiral staircase.
Yeah, and they'd all have different colors. Just to be your C's and your T's and your G's.
Dude.
Your A's.
There's this great movie called...
If you say Gattaca,
no.
I'm going to slap
you. Another great movie that we watched in AP Bio.
Okay.
No, it's called Mars. It's a Mars movie, and I think it's a Sci-Fi Channel original.
Oh, good.
Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen it because in my AP Bio class, we didn't
watch this in AP Bio. No, because what I'm about to say is that they went to Mars.
You said a class we watched in AP Bio.
No, a movie we watched in AP Bio was was Gattaca.
Okay, but another great DNA movie.
Another great movie relevant to DNA is this movie about Mars.
That was on Sci-Fi.
Which is called either Mars or like the Red Planet or something like that.
Okay, go on.
Anyway, they just don't understand science at all. They go on the Red Planet, and first of all, they don't need spacesuits. They can just breathe the Martian air like it's nothing, which isn't true. But more important, there's this scene where they discover these little Martian beetles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, whoa, this is wacky. We've never seen anything like this before. And this biologist guy in particular is like, you know, I'm a geneticist. This is what I do for a living. ATGP. Which, if you remember ninth grade biology, it's not the right letter.
Yeah. Are you sure this wasn't a comedy film? Are you sure it wasn't explained in the plot why they could breathe on the Red Planet?
No, it's possible. I mean...
You're telling this story from a half-remembered Sci-Fi Channel movie.
Yeah, I am.
So it makes even less sense than it's guaranteed to by virtue of the fact that it's a Sci-Fi Channel movie.
Yeah. But he definitely did say that line. Like, that was a real line from the movie.
You're
I'm positive.
100%
certain. 110% sure.
Okay. That is dumb. But I'm guessing. Are you sure this wasn't a Mel Brooks movie? Was
no,
it Mel Brooks delivering this line?
No. It was not like a. It might have been like a, like an early like Sharknado type of thing, where it's like sincere but like not.
Were they shark beetles?
No, they were not shark beetles.
They were just beetles.
They were glowing Martian beetles.
Okay.
All right, we gotta get out of this.
Yeah.
This hellhole.
Let's get out of this hellhole. I'm saying we just click the link to DNA, and then we click on some scientist names.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of like zooming out, I would say.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Literally, we are zooming out.
Zooming out. Yeah.
Well, we zoomed back in a little bit.
Zoomed in, and now we're zooming back out.
Yeah. Well, we're zooming out kind of to
DNA.
To DNA, step three. DNA is the page we're on. Yeah, we started at RNA, and then we zoomed back in, and then we zoomed back out, and now we're just going to look for some scientist names on this page, because we desperately need to get away from science.
Names.
Neither of us are equipped to talk about this.
Friedrich Miescher.
Never heard that name, have you?
I haven't, have you?
Nope. But apparently he's the first person to isolate DNA.
I tell you what, Rosalind Franklin isn't in this paragraph.
That's because a lot of Wikipedia editors are shitty dudes, I guess. I have to say that Rosalind has to be on this page.
She's gotta
somewhere,
be on this page.
Right? Like,
and I mean, it's fair that she didn't, like, I mean, she never, like, built a model.
Yeah, but she did something.
She took the picture. She took the key picture.
She did something way doper, which was X-ray crystallography.
She took a picture of DNA.
Like, that's super cool.
Yeah.
It is infinitely cooler than, like, look at this shit we made out of, like, chicken wire.
Yeah, but that model
it's all is twisty.
In every biology classroom in America now. And I'm assuming other countries also.
Well, the toyified one. You've seen the one that Watson and Crick originally built, right?
Well, I've seen the picture.
It's, like, the size of a room, and it looks kind of, I'm going to be, in my opinion, it looks kind of janky.
Yeah.
It's a black and white photo. You can't even see if they use cool colors.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well,
I'm sure there's an answer to this somewhere out on the internet as to what it actually like looks like.
Oh my god!
Don't just scroll down and then get like
there's
distracted
some,
by these cool
some
DNA pics.
DNA pics on here.
Look for a name that we can use.
Okay, well, James Watson.
Yeah, we've seen that, but we want our girl Rosalind.
Guy. Yeah, but I don't know if we're gonna find her. This is like. Uses. Oh wow, that's a good DNA sculpture made of shopping carts.
That's what is art? Oh, here we go.
James Watson and Francis.
History of
DNA research.
I see it. There we go. Photo 51. Rosalind Franklin.
Photo 51.
Yeah,
that's what it was called.
That's the infamous name of it. We could click that too,
is
but
that
I feel like
connected to Area 51.
That's copyrighted. We can't. Can't do that.
You can cut that part out, right?
No.
No?
No. We owe Fox a ton of money now because of your silly... Because
of
it's
my
also
funny,
51
funny joke.
Joke, yeah.
Sorry about that.
You know what I was doing the other day? Let's click something here.
Okay,
we could
click on Rosalind?
We could click Rosalind. We could click... oh man, her name is Rosalind, like Roswell. We could click. I see a link to like the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine, and you know, I'm sure a wrestler
has won the Nobel Prize. Yeah, well, some sort of prize anyway.
Yeah, they get belts.
Yeah,
we could go maybe see if there's a general award. What is an award Wikipedia?
And they'll just have a list of them.
A list of if we found a list of awards.
Yeah, no,
I bet that exists.
Like Nobel Prize, Academy Award, WWE belt,
Little League champion trophy, spelling bee award,
mm-hmm. Ugliest sweater award,
honorable mention. No, those don't count as awards.
Yeah, that's a different page. List of honorable mentions.
It's a sad page. The list of honorable mentions. Well, let's click on, I'm down with clicking on our girl, Rosalind, or with Nobel Prize and, you know.
In physiology or
medicine.
I don't really want to go there. That seems like a place that I don't want to go to.
Okay.
Let's click on Rosalind.
All right. Step four, Rosalind Franklin. Now I'm going to take a brief aside since we got on the, conspiracy theory track.
Yes.
I was just up late last night.
X-ray, X-Files.
Okay, alright, that's enough. Now we're we've done it three times, we can stop. But on the note of conspiracy theories, have you heard, maybe we'll connect it back once more. Have you heard of Planet X?
Have I heard of Planet X?
Yeah, as the conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I've heard of Planet X.
Yeah, so the way I heard about this, the theory that there is a planetoid or planet-sized object.
It's a planet size. It's not a planetoid. Back then, we didn't have the word planetoid. It was a simpler time.
Well, the search for Planet X is a related, but I feel separate matter. Because that's just like the search for the 10th planet.
But the conspiracy theorists definitely think that this is a big planet.
Yes, okay. Because
it's exerting influence.
It's exerting
influence. On all our lives.
On everything we do.
Anyway, go on.
That's why we're talking about it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
To reveal the truth to our listeners. A big old planet's going to smash into Earth.
Yeah.
Any day now.
Any day now. Just like happened in that Kristen Dunst movie.
I discovered this because I got off on the topic on my own of Fallout shelters. Because
you've been playing that video game.
I've been playing that video game,
like, so much.
Fallout Shelter, and I've been playing New Vegas, and I'm real excited for the new game.
Yeah.
Because I'm a dork. So I was thinking, like, oh, I know that you can, like, in certain towns, like, go on tours of old Fallout shelters. And I was like, it would be really cool to just, like, you know, since I'm unemployed and bored.
Yeah.
Just research
tours.
Like, Fallout shelters, and like you get a sense of like this style of like the, because the reason why those games are so cool is because they try to take in a lot of cultural like styling and so forth and the establishment
that retrofuturism
that pre-war world, but like it's all based in some of the, you know, it's all like amped up versions of what was actually being advertised, so you can like see these old diagrams of like, you know, or on brochures for Fallout shelters, where it's like the very typical like 50s, like a son and a daughter, a husband and wife.
Yeah.
Like, she'll love the kitchen of this Fallout shelter type bullshit.
Right.
Like, that's all there and evident in those promotional materials. But then I quickly diverted to looking at modern day Fallout shelters.
Oh, no.
Because people
you can buy those, right?
People are still making and building these, and yes, you know, one of the listed benefits these days to having your own shelter is that if there's, you know, nuclear war,
yeah,
this will be a safe place. But they're really marketing to a different sect of people, which is people who believe in all these other doomsday type events,
like
now.
Like Planet X.
And that's the thing. I didn't know what Planet X. There's another name for it.
It starts with an N. It's like Nibiru? Nibiru?
Nibiru, maybe?
Nibiru?
Something like that.
Yeah, Nibiru might be a Star Wars thing.
You're thinking Naboo.
Naboo is a Star Wars thing. Thank you.
You're thinking the home of the Gungans.
Yeah, and also the colonialist humans that live on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We don't have to talk about it.
We don't have to talk about
it. That's a deep hole.
We're on the page for Rosalind Franklin, and we're talking about fucking Planet X and stuff.
She's cool with it.
But can we just, before we get back to our girl, Rosalind, took that photo of DNA, how the fuck is a modern day Fallout shelter supposed to protect you if a planet smashes into the planet Earth?
Maybe it's like an escape pod from a spaceship. It's fully self-contained. It will protect you from the vacuum of space.
Yeah, how is it supposed to withstand the force of a planet smashing into ours?
I don't know. That blows my mind.
If
how much do these things cost?
Oh, you can get them swagged out.
Yeah.
Thing is that if I was super rich, I would consider having an underground bunker just to chill in.
That's
a cool chilling place, except for the fact that you don't see anything of the outside world. I would sooner get a beach house.
Just play video games down there.
Yeah, but you can make them look real nice.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And I assume that's 90 to like 100% of the market these days, because if you're going to have one at all...
You just want a rumpus room.
You're probably rich and paranoid, is what it is.
Yeah.
If you're just paranoid, you know, you're and not well off, you're probably going
to
like dig a hole in your backyard and like cross your fingers.
But maybe people are spending like their life savings on that shit. You never know.
God, like now I want to talk about...
Like those people that sold all their assets before the rapture happened.
Oh, those sad, sad people.
When was the rapture? It was like... That wasn't in 2012. That was a different thing, right?
I think that was a different thing.
But people also totally did that in 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also, I find it funny, you're like, when was the rapture? Well, it's been predicted a number of times, and it actually hasn't happened.
But
no,
but you remember the one. I mean, the recent one.
The question is, when will the rapture happen?
I'm not talking about 1088
and let me give you this pamphlet that tells you exactly the numerology behind when the rapture will happen.
Oh, thank you. You've added up all of the ages of...
It's the day after my birthday, so you might as well spend a lot of money on getting me a really good gift this year.
I don't know if this is
be a final good gesture.
Sound biblical scholarship here, Matt. Seems like what you've done is just pick the day after your birthday.
What says that?
What says that?
You haven't even read the pamphlet yet. I literally just handed it to you.
Whatever. I'll All right. Later.
Oh, I just looked at the little sidebar here for our girl Rosalind, who we've ignored for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Talk about conspiracy theories, and saw that she died of ovarian cancer, and
yeah,
that
I
just bummed me right out.
I learned that. Eighth grade. Yeah.
Damn.
So, while you were tabulating when the rapture was going to happen...
I've been working on that for a long time.
I was learning about hard science.
I'm glad you appreciate the fact that I've been working on my rapture calculations for a very, very long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a convincing hoax, but...
A convincing hoax? My tabulations?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Like, you went all out on it.
You know, all right.
Yeah. You're no Pat Robertson.
No, I'm not. I'm still breathing.
Need to buy some diamond mines. Be like him.
Oh, I really wanted to get on the subject of that. But of course, like, I want to always talk about all sorts of things that I feel like we both actually fall prey to this. We want to talk about things that we know. Things that interest us, but that we don't actually, like, know the names of or substantive details
of.
Yeah,
we got to stop doing that.
Yeah. So I'm just going to leave it at that. There's a thing that I feel like is related to the fallout shelters. And now,
there's a lot of related things. There was a bomb shelter at my high school.
Really?
Under my high school.
Could you go down in it?
Purportedly, yes, although I never did. There was like this whole like shadow school under the school. Like all of the hallways had the floor plan was
really
duplicated underground.
Seriously?
And I believe that's where the bomb shelter was.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, the college we went to, Reed College,
under it.
It has steam tunnels under it,
yeah.
And you could like go down there and like wind your way through the steam tunnels.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
I never did that.
Well, did you know that they let out to so there's the building on campus where all the grounds crew people work and the facilities.
Physical plant.
Yeah, physical plant, the name of it, and you could they lead there.
Yes.
Which I was just like, this is super dope.
It makes sense because that's where all the like stuff is.
It's all
the buildings
stuff that heats all the buildings. I know it makes sense, but I didn't put two and two together, or would have thought that like they didn't seal up any of those entrances. You can still go down there, obviously, and people do.
Well,
they sneak
do,
in.
Like, maintenance in there.
They break in sometimes and graffiti things. I was on a guided tour because I'm a dork,
right?
But I had joked about. In our time in college, like the shadow government of Reed, and I was like, "This is cool, though. I should have worked more of the steam tunnel into my goofs about the shadow government."
Yeah,
that's my story about
the steam tunnels.
I think they're super cool.
Just,
you know what?
Tunnels.
It's actually kind of cooler that there's a nuclear reactor because that seems super improbable. It's also buried under the ground.
Aren't there people that are like, there's a nuclear reactor in Portland and are like afraid it's gonna explode?
I'm sure there are.
Meltdown and
we fucking voted against putting
fluoride in the water.
Fluoride
Don't
in
get
our
me
water.
Started.
Yeah. I'm sure there are people who are just like, Reed College is going to be the death of us all.
Yeah.
And they're right, but not for the reason of the nuclear reactor.
Yeah, well, I mean, they think other things too, but we don't have to get into that.
They think other things
too. By the way, photo 51, looking at it right now, it's a spooky photo. This shit could be in the X-Files.
It's got that shape.
It's got the X shape. And it's also got that X vibe.
Do 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 do.
Exactly.
That's the fourth time.
You can see this. You can definitely see this picture in the intro to the X Files.
Are you sure? Or are you just guessing?
No, I'm like, one can envision it being in there. Okay. It's not actually Speaking of the fucking X-Files intro, that face, can we talk about the face that's in the goddamn X-Files intro? That used to scare the shit out of me.
The wavy face?
Yeah.
The guy with like the mouth gaping
open. The fucking wavy blue face. Oh my god. We used to put that on when I was a kid, and that would just send a chill down my spine every time.
Really? Because
and then whether the episode was scary or not, I would just be like
wavy blue face. Yeah. Whether or not it was one of those one-off, you know, lone gunman comedy episodes,
yeah,
you'd be spooked the whole time.
I'd be spooked the whole time.
Because I see that face now and it cracks me up.
You see it and it cracks you up?
Are you still scared of it?
I mean,
can you watch like X-Files
without being spooked?
I generally
don't because I'm impatient and I want to skip ahead of the intro. I generally skip ahead of intros to all shows.
We're gonna test this out. I'm gonna see what your reaction is.
I'll probably get spooked. Okay, where are we going on this?
We could go anywhere on this.
We could
preferably some kind of.
Franklin loved traveling abroad, particularly trekking.
I'm thinking some kind of sport.
Trekking is a sport.
Trekking. Or some kind of accolade that she receives, because again,
sports
we could get to
awards.
We could get to the belt,
mm-hmm.
Which
ping pong balls.
Actually, I don't know. Randy Savage?
I don't know.
Is he a good wrestler?
Dog, I never watched wrestling.
You never watched wrestling ever?
I mean, I caught glimpses of it, but I never like turned it on and like I never became a follower of it.
Yeah, I mean, me as well. I have one memory though of being like 5 or 6. And I was at my cousin's house in Spokane,
mm-hmm.
Washington. Now, as of the moment of this recording, still hot and in the news for some...
Oh, yeah. Some controversy up there in Spokane.
It's a really dumb, weird shit going on. But this was years and years
this
ago.
This was years before...
Years before Dolezal. Anybody... Years before Dolezal. Years before anybody knew what the fuck Spokane, Washington was. That's not true. They filmed
We're
Benny.
We're saying Spokane right now, and people are going like, are they talking about Spokane?
Oh, God. Don't get me started. You know that Benny and June was filmed there?
No, I did not.
Do you know what movie Benny and June is?
No, I do not.
Fuck. Okay, well, this is a dead in the water.
No.
It's the early John Depp movie.
Okay.
Anyway, I was watching wrestling at my cousin's house, and I'm like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I get real amped. I get real into it. I'm just like, yeah? Wrestling is cool. They're throwing
like
themselves all over the place. And I was just like, I became super rambunctious.
Oh,
I was not a child who would like, I don't know, watch, say, Star Wars and then like run around the house that much.
To be a Jedi.
Yeah. Like, I didn't do that much of that kind of, like, I'm super amped and active play.
Yeah.
Which explains why I'm all stringy and I'm easily winded these days.
Because
I wasn't active as a child.
Yeah.
That's how that works, by the way.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's something to that.
But wrestling, that one time, oh, man,
that
I was into
up.
It. I was pumped.
Well, did you try to, like, wrestle someone?
I might have. I might have, like, put my like brother in a feeble headlock, and he was like, no.
Here's what I will say about wrestling. I might have told you this story, but I'm going to tell it again.
Well, tell it to the listeners.
Okay, telling it to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really watched wrestling on the television, but I did. Me and my brother used to wrestle each other a lot. Like, every time my parents would leave the house, we would wrestle.
It's fighting time. Mom and Dad
it's
are gone.
It's fucking fighting time.
Yeah! Let's go!
Yeah.
Ready to snap it to my brother! Yeah!
Yeah.
That was
good. And we would wrestle on our parents' bed, because it was a king-size bed, and it kind of looked like a wrestling ring, I guess, to us.
Oh, listeners, if you could only see my face right now.
And,
if you could only see the expression on my face right now.
I forget... I mean, I don't remember the specific events leading up to this, but this was an IKEA bed.
Mm-hmm.
It was an IKEA bed.
Okay.
And somehow one of us fell or was thrown, like, down onto the edge of the mattress.
Okay.
Oh,
no.
Which, it sounds like I'm about to say that's how my brother got paralyzed, but that's not what I'm about to say.
Don't make me laugh at a line like that. That's super unfair.
But what did happen is we broke our parents' bed, like the bed frame itself, and we were like, oh shit. And that's like that moment with your sibling where any animosity that you have towards them goes mm-hmm. out the window. And like,
you're like, we're in this together. We're in this
fucking together. We have to fix this. What are we going to do? And the solution that we came up with was to tape it back together with scotch tape.
Yeah. So how long was it until your parents rebroke the bed and discovered your shoddy solution?
We didn't repair it. Like the thing is that it was broken, like, in the middle of the bed.
So you didn't,
We didn't even, like, pick it up and put it back together.
You just put some scotch tape on it?
We just taped over it. And I don't know what the fuck we thought we were doing. But that was the solution.
How old were you?
I was probably... I'm going to base it on my brother's age because...
Okay.
I want to say that he could not have been older than 9.
Okay.
Like, there's no way that he would have thought of that older than 9.
Okay.
Although maybe I have this whole thing completely wrong and he was going to blame the whole thing on me and like just wash his hands of it.
And then you put the tape on?
And be like, yeah, you put that tape on there. They'll never know.
Oh,
just calculating the whole time what he was going to tell our parents.
Because did they blame it on both of you?
You know, I don't remember.
This whole story.
We didn't really get in that much trouble, I don't think.
Well, yeah, because it sounds like you were both little kids, and it's like, okay.
It's like, oh, they made a whoopsie.
No good parents are going to be like, fuck you, you broke our damn bed.
Yeah.
No dinner for a week. Like, no.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is, I don't want our podcast to not be a therapy session. But at the same time, it sounds like this is a half-remembered memory.
No, this is a very clear memory. I'm just now having doubts about, like, the
now
context.
Now you're getting into the okay. You're getting into the stage that we all get through when we remember old stories.
Yeah.
We're like, are we sure?
Am I sure?
This is true?
No, I'm positive that it is true. I'm just not sure.
Or this is the context in which it happened, you know?
That, yeah, like, what was my brother actually thinking? Because he's 4 years older, so he's a lot smarter.
Here's Matt Olson's hot take on how to present oneself as a cool cat.
Okay.
When telling a story.
Okay. This is a tutorial. It's like a WikiHow.
This is a WikiHow.
Okay.
This is our WikiHow segment for the week.
Okay.
Step one, tell the story with utmost confidence.
Did I not?
You did. Step two is, if you, halfway through that, remember that, or like have the feeling that maybe something wasn't quite the way you remembered it, own it. Now you are rewriting history forever.
Rewriting story.
You are laying it down in stone. This is the way it's got to go.
This
there's
is
no
real
other
historians do.
There's this is yeah. This is absolutely what real historians do. There is no other way to live.
See, I would say that I was sort of pulling apart the historiography of what I was saying.
Oh yeah. That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit. That ain't good podcast. That ain't good story.
Yeah.
You gotta own it.
I'm never gonna make
Because guess
any
what?
Money.
You know who my idol in life is?
Malcolm Gladwell.
That's a way funnier answer than what I was gonna
what
do.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say Biff Tannen.
I don't know who that is.
This is Biff from Back to the Future.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
that makes sense.
Clearly, he's not my idol. Clearly, my idol would probably be Marty McFly.
Obvi.
But Biff lied about his whole story when he got that sports almanac. He's just like, I'm real good.
Yeah.
Never told anybody that you know there might be this complicating factor of the fact
true.
That he had...
So what I should have said... Sorry, can I say what I should have said?
Yeah.
The way that... just forget everything I just said about the ending of that story. What I should have said... was that let's say 6 years old, I planned for my brother to get blamed for it. And I told him the tape was the way to hide it.
Yeah, because now look at that.
Because he was bigger.
Do you feel it inside?
Yeah.
Do you feel how much that gives you?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I can sit up a little straighter.
You can sit up a little straighter.
Yeah.
You can own that story.
Uh-huh.
Some
extra wattage in my smile.
God. What's up, Rosalind? Your page has been sitting open here for a while.
I just noticed that there's a link to University of California, Berkeley, and I think that that might be a good place because I bet you they have a wrestling team.
A wrestling team, you say? Yeah, let's click it. UC Berkeley. Is that right? You would call it UC Berkeley?
UC Berkeley,
right there. Step five.
Or simply Cal.
Is it? Oh, God. Just Cal?
Or Cal.
But what about all the other cows?
Well, that's usually what they call it, like in sports, when you say, oh, we're playing, you don't say we're playing UC Berkeley, you say we're playing Cal.
Ugh. I guess I know that.
Golden Bears.
Anyway, you know anybody who went to Berkeley? I think I do.
My high school physics teacher went to Berkeley.
I think I have a, I'm pretty sure I have a friend who went there, and he graduated in 3 years. If this is the right friend I'm thinking about,
he's a smart boy.
Oh, he was a very smart boy. He tutored me in calculus and then graduated in 3 years and immediately got a job at Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's part of the, well.
You think he's happy?
There's this, I mean, in other places you hear about like the Googlification.
Yeah.
The Google creep.
Yeah.
In San Francisco, and more generally the tech creep in Seattle, which you think Seattle is a place that would be like, you know, with its proximity to Microsoft, already like this already happened.
Tech or saturation.
You know, this already reached peak saturation, you're done, you're immune to it, but yeah. Now it's all Amazon. Because Amazon in recent years, like with doing all the hardware and all the other initiatives,
to take over the world.
They done beefed up, and now it's affecting, of all places, Seattle, which is funny to me because I grew up outside of Seattle. And Seattle, for all my time, you know, I'm decidedly post-grunge.
Yeah, just, you sure are.
Yeah. As sad as it is, I'm very post-grunge. And Seattle has been all, you know, straight and tie, everything.
Yeah, real buttoned up.
Since then. So it's weird to hear the complaints where it's like, you know, Seattle, for me, has always had the image of, like, not being as economically diverse or as like interesting.
Edgy. It's never been edgy.
It hasn't been a place of, this makes me just sound stupid. Like, Seattle hasn't been a real city. It's just been for yuppies for a long time.
It's no, I mean, it's no Portland.
And now it's being double yuppie. Yeah. it's no Seattle, Portland.
Seattle is Portland 30 years in the future.
Yeah. I mean, there's still some truth to that. I feel like.
Yeah.
What
company do you think, can you paint a word picture for me of it? The type of company that you
there
think.
There is no more word pictures in this episode.
Not a word picture.
Swear to God.
Just a description, a dry description of the type of company that is going to take over Portland. So if Seattle is Portland 30 years in the future, what's going to be Amazon of Portland?
What's going to be the Amazon of Portland? It's going to be a service where it's going to be a food on demand service, but steampunk themed.
Oh yeah.
It's going to be a service where you press a button on your holographic phone and then a guy with a top hat covered in gears.
On a steampunk unicycle.
On a steampunk unicycle.
Rides up to your condo, your high-rise condo.
He's got goggles that are secretly, they have Google Glass embedded, so he has his like whole route and everything like in front of him and his UI. Yeah. And you take a break from your VR simulation to greet your steampunk greeter who's dropping off a piping.
Don't say it. You know what he's going to deliver?
What he's going to deliver?
Steamed buns.
Oh, boy. Look, I know this podcast is new, and we're going to have to give it some time to settle into a rhythm and really develop our voice and our comedic, you know. We have a repertoire, but it's going to take us some time to really put that in podcast mode.
Yeah.
You and I.
You don't like my steam puns?
I want to quit over the steam pun joke. All right, back to UC Berkeley. Step 5, we got to...
I want to say I have... enemies from high school who went to Berkeley.
I mean, was it because they were smart kids and you were a smart kid and you're the smart kid who went to Reed and they're like, the smart kids who went to Berkeley?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I can surmise that. Yeah. I can see that being the case.
I have enemies that went to Harvard.
Sorry, I'm just
I have enemies that went to Berkeley.
I'm just getting real antsy because I just want to get there.
Yeah.
So let's go down to their sports athletics. Team section, athletics.
Okay.
I'm seeing football
in article
football,
big game parenthesis football.
Not a surprise there. Oh boy. Ooh, the problem with this is that it looks like even if wrestling is a sport that like matters,
I think
there,
that it's Do you think, ooh.
California, no.
I mean, that's a dangerous link right there, California Golden Bears. Do you think that's the athletics at Berkeley?
Generally?
Yeah.
Well, it does say it is right underneath the subheading for athletics.
Yeah, and it says article, the athletic teams California at Golden UC Berkeley Bears. Are known as the California Golden Bears.
All right, we'll try that. Let's go there. Step six, California Golden Bears. Now, were all of our sports teams at Reed named the Griffins? Like, all of them?
No. I don't think any of them were. The basketball team is the Running Griffins.
Okay.
The soccer team, I don't know if they had a name. I don't really know if they played in any sort of, like, league.
All right.
Or rugby, I don't know what they were called, but I know that...
I think they were just called Reed Rugby.
Oh, the women's rugby team was called the Badass Sparkle Princesses.
Oh, yeah, okay. Badass Sparkle Princesses,
the,
yep.
The shout-outs. Shout-out to the princesses. What up? Out on the pitch.
Out on the rugby
getting
pitch.
Getting muddy in that scrum.
Okay.
That's all the rugby words.
You exhausted all of them. Okay, we could have saved those for later podcasts,
the
you
men's,
know.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
The men's frisbee team was called Berserk.
Oh.
And the women's frisbee team changed titles during my time. They used to be called the Reed Booty, and they were a pirate-themed team.
Okay.
And then after that, they changed... Or maybe they were still called Booty, but their logo became a velociraptor instead of a pirate.
Hmm.
Anyway, the answer is no. The Griffin is not the official mascot of Reed College. It's just like a... It's on,
then
the,
what,
on the seal.
Then what is the official mascot?
There isn't one, is what I'm saying.
Okay, this is obnoxious.
We have unofficial mascots.
For the uninitiated, for those who didn't go to our dumb school, we've got a griffin that is on all like the branding, and then there's all this shit about owls,
yeah.
And I've always...
It's confusing.
I graduated and I operated on the assumption that we had an official mascot, it was a griffin, and the owl was the dumb shit that
they
students
just,
cared about
they
more.
They should just merge him. An owl griffin would be cool, right?
A griffin is already a merger of two animals.
Right, just get rid of the eagle, just replace one bird of prey with another. What would be so hard about that?
It would be... I think that would actually be more intimidating than the eagle part.
Just, it's more intimidating than either one.
We done fucked up, because...
Those big cold eyes just staring you down.
No more... What did I fucking say about word pictures?
Oh, sorry, my bad.
There's no...
Habit.
We can't engage listeners' imaginations anymore.
Okay.
There's no link to wrestling.
There's no fucking wrestling team at this school.
Yeah, nothing immediately present on this page.
Like a rec league?
Maybe. I mean, keep scrolling, 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 scrolling. What? Keep scrolling, 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 scrolling.
Wrestling. Oh my god. Wrestling was discontinued and there's no link to it. There's no link to wrestling.
Oof.
That's very frustrating.
Oof. I mean, maybe you can keep... this is a big page.
Well,
maybe it'll be linked later on down.
It's the wrong kind of wrestling anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to get out to wrestling to get to professional wrestling to get to...
Did you ever witness people as a kid having this debate over whether wrestling is quote-unquote real?
Yeah, of course. Everybody has
it's
that experience, right?
It's such a weird argument. But, I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense. It's like, is Santa Claus real?
Well, okay, I'm not... seeing one-to-one here. The debate...
See the resemblance?
I don't see the resemblance. Okay, they did... It said that they won a championship, so maybe wrestling is linked down here. Let me get back to this, though. The whole debate over whether or not wrestling is real is about, like, is it a real sport? Like, it's about enjoyment of wrestling the same one would enjoy basketball.
Yeah.
Or baseball.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, or, you know, so when there's collusion in any other sport, people flip shit.
Right. Because
like,
it's, yeah. Because
it's,
that's
unsportsmanlike. But then people would have the debate about wrestling, right? Because it's just like, oh, you know, they're all characters and it's all fake.
Yeah.
And everything's planned, so they have a narrative and whatever. And so you're dumb for liking wrestling.
Yeah.
What about that strikes you as, like, not a, like a... Like, I can see why that is an argument that's had, because...
Because I feel like when kids have that argument, they are legitimately wondering, like, is the outcome of this wrestling match fixed or not? I feel like when I argued about it, or, like, when I heard people having that argument, that's what I thought that was about.
Right, but that's the substantive thing, right? Like, is it...
But the matches definitely are fixed. I mean, they have names for the like, hero of the match and the villain of the match.
Okay, so you just think it was a dumb argument to have.
The villain's called the heel.
I know that term.
Just making sure.
Okay, for listeners
showing
out there, now they know.
Showing off my knowledge.
Yeah, but if so because you're just coming at this from the position of theatrical.
But see, like, yeah, I wouldn't say it's fake. Like, they're definitely like doing feats of strength out there and like getting banged up.
Yeah.
And it's impressive what they can do.
I think it's totally fine to enjoy wrestling.
Oh, absolutely.
But there is, I think, to this day, some question over whether or not you can enjoy it the same way you would enjoy other sports.
Oh,
now,
no, see,
I say
this is what I
you gotta
say.
Get real nuance. Okay. You gotta get real nuance. If the reason why you enjoy sports is to see athletes doing athletic things
versus doing their best.
Well, rather to, if you leave sportsmanship out of the equation, it's not about points. It's not about outcomes. So, if you appreciate a good game because you're like, whatever team wins,
so like the Harlem Globetrotters is what you're talking about. Because that's what basketball would be like if it wasn't about the points.
Well, no, you could also go into it like, this was an amazing basketball game. You can even say like, oh, I'm affiliated with one of the teams in this game. But it was an amazing game to watch because it was two great teams duking it out.
But if you knew that the outcome was fixed, they're not duking it out.
No, no, no. I'm saying you're just seeing them exhibit their prowess. And in the same way, wrestling, even if the outcome is decided ahead of time, it's still theatrical. They still perform their feats of strength.
No,
you can enjoy sports just that pure way, right?
It's not a problem. Listen. I don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying wrestling. I think it's fine. People should watch it. But I mean, it's definitely theater. It's definitely not sport in the same way that a basketball game is a sport.
It's not sport.
It's not sport.
You're coming down hard on it. It's not sport.
I'm coming down hard on it's not sport. Not that it's not difficult and demanding and you know, physically difficult. Just that, I mean, it's like fucking Cirque du Soleil isn't a sport. Like,
I heard someone in this room was talking about how wrestling's not a sport.
Oh, here we go.
Hey! What are you doing?
Listen, Randy, pal.
Don't call me. Hey, take your hand off my shoulders. Don't call me pal.
Sorry.
Hands
sorry,
off.
Sorry.
I could crush you like a twig.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Randy, do you want a beer?
Yeah.
Here, have a beer. Calm down. All right.
I crushed it with my strength there.
Yeah. Some spilled out on the ground. Feel better?
No. I want you to explain yourself. You're saying what I do isn't a sport?
Listen, Randy, there's been a misunderstanding here. I just want us to be friends, Randy. You're giving me this look right now.
I'm giving you my death stare.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's well practiced from years in the ring.
That is what I'm talking about.
What part of that isn't sports to you?
Matt, are you not going to back me up here?
He's a big man, and I just...
Yeah, you shut up, little tiny man.
How are we going to get... Randy.
Listen here. It's a sport. I work hard. I play hard. I play to win. I don't do it so much anymore.
Yeah.
Got kind of old in my years.
Yeah.
Just trying to enjoy myself now. Kind of live out my golden years in peace.
I mean, aren't you dead?
What? News to me.
Aren't you dead?
Maybe you'd know if you got to my Wikipedia page instead of wasting your time talking about whether or not wrestling is or isn't a sport.
I agree with Randy. I think we should make some good time.
Yeah!
All right, you just high-five Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, that was powerful. My hand kind of hurts.
You don't need to encourage him like that.
I think he's trying to encourage us to get to his page.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is that true, Randy?
And I think...
Yeah!
Okay.
He's down the hall now.
All right, bye, Randy. Thanks for coming by.
Bye-bye! Later! Wrestling is a sport!
Well, that was nice.
Yeah, I'm glad he poked his head in. And wrestling is a sport. I'm going to come out on the record for that. Right. That's this podcast's official position, is wrestling is a sport.
That's our official position. You're right.
I don't want to alienate fans of wrestling.
Yeah. Okay.
There's already been some questionable Macho Man voice in this episode.
Okay, so do you want to... how are we going to go about this?
Click sport, list of sports. I don't know.
We could click on NCAA. They regulate college sports.
Sure.
NCAA. Good old
Step
NCAA.
7, the NCAA. I am one of those people who always has to stop for about 5 seconds with the acronym and try to figure out if it's the NCAA or the NAACP.
Oh, yeah. Those are real.
If I ever have to type out the acronyms, I always have to be like, I have to check like 10 times. It's one of those compulsive things I have to do.
Yeah.
You the same?
Well, I don't type either of those acronyms very much, but I... when I think about it,
at one point I ended up
when I see on the news NCAA.
Yeah, and you're like, wait, what is this about?
The sports one.
I, for a while until I got used to it, I signed a petition at some point. NAACP. Petition.
Yeah, that's the right one.
It wasn't about sports.
Okay,
so I'm pretty sure. And then I would get emails, but for a while I would always do a double take, and I'm just like, what is it? Is it sports? No. It's not a sports email. This is very important.
Yeah.
This is a very important email. There is important news about the state of our country.
You would not be getting sports emails.
No. I'm on a sports email blacklist, probably.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Okay. Do they talk about wrestling on this page?
Frustrating thing. So, wrestling is right here, but I guess...
It doesn't link to... Wait.
Okay. Division III Wrestling Championships. Okay.
You just... You... Like I do...
Yeah.
Similar. Want just the page for wrestling.
Right. And I think that we're going
to
get there.
Okay. We'll get there. We'll get to it.
Do you want me to...
We got not a lot of time.
Yeah, I know.
This episode's going to go a little long. Let's click it. Just click it. Division 1.
Division 1 Wrestling Championships.
Okay.
God. Now we can just click straight through to wrestling.
All right. Step 9, wrestling.
And this is going to take us to collegiate wrestling.
Oh, God.
Again, not the right kind.
That's... All right. Just do it.
It's the best we can do. Collegiate wrestling. Oh, look at those boys.
Oh, boy.
Look at those sweaty boys.
The focus of collegiate wrestling, if you were interested, is grappling. Step 9. Step 9, collegiate wrestling. Grappling is the game. Okay, but we got a little... famous practitioners, you say. There's a list of famous practitioners.
You think that Macho Man Randy Savage was a famous wrestling practitioner?
We could see if his name's... It's not in there. It's not in there. But isn't Brock Lesnar
a professional wrestler?
I feel like he's a professional.
That's a risky business. You click on this random guy.
Okay.
No offense.
Okay. We have to find some linkage.
Okay, hold on. A little bit. Okay, history of collegiate wrestling. See, I think...
You think we just keep clicking through different styles of wrestling?
Amateur wrestling, folk wrestling?
I say we click on Brock Lesnar.
I don't say that. I don't know who that man is.
I say we take an adventure because we don't have much time left on the pod. We have to call it at some point.
As long as we're clicking on random motherfuckers, why don't we click on Dolph Ziggler? At least he has a good name.
Because I've not heard that name before.
All right, well, I haven't heard this name before. So.
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yes!
Oh, shit, he is a professional wrestler. Oh, snap. How'd you know that?
I just stepped in Brock Lesnar, and you know what? I just pulled that out. I done did it well.
That was a heck of a wiki stunt.
I used my... It was a sick leap I made from one page.
Excellent gap.
Yeah.
Whew. A lot of points on that there wiki trick.
Wipe my hands. Wipe the sweat off my brow on that one. So now we can get to...
Professional wrestling. We want to click on WWE. Right?
Yes.
Now, there's two wrestling... leagues, right?
No.
It's WWE. There's a World Wrestling Entertainment and there's World Wrestling Federation.
They are the same.
They're the same?
They changed their name. Because the WWF, World Wrestling Federation, was sued by the World Wildlife Fund.
That makes sense.
Did you not know this?
I didn't know this.
Oh, okay, that's old news.
You're learning these things.
Same. I thought you were going to say WCW, which I think is a WWE thing.
Oh.
I'm starting to show all my wrestling.
Yeah, you know a lot.
Wrestling.
You sure you weren't a wrestling fan?
Maybe in a parallel dimension.
All right.
And there's some bleed through.
Yeah.
To my brain.
There's a Muscle Boy Matt who's really into wrestling.
Muscle Boy Matt. You don't want to meet Muscle Boy Matt. And you're not going to.
He's got a facial scar.
He's got two facial scars.
A lot of tats.
All right, click WWE. We don't got much time.
Come WWE.
All right. Please, for the love of God, have something about Randy Savage.
Let's see. Wellness program.
Huh? Well, let's not click to the wellness program.
Don't worry. Current championships? No, that's not what we want.
Just scroll down the page.
Okay, I'm looking at the menu.
See if we can find some names.
Trying to save some time.
We got Vince McMahon, which is like, he's that guy.
Okay, this is like
the guy that everybody knows. Ooh, ooh.
But that's not him.
I see Hulk Hogan.
I see the Iron Sheik.
See Iron Sheik? Jesse Ventura?
Jesse Ventura.
Are we sure that Randy Savage
is a wrestler?
No, it was in the WWE.
This is what I was saying. There's like more than one.
No, because you were
rival promotion all world you were... championship wrestling.
Uh oh.
Okay, no. Let's just scroll down. Okay, this is too recent though. The Undertaker. Remember that guy?
You just know that name.
I know that name.
Great.
That I do know.
Ah, shit. Who is Randy Savage?
Do you want to just go to professional wrestling?
Oh, God.
Because it's not here. It's like we're up into the 2014 now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying... I'm trying to think of who
I don't even, you know, I don't
who
even
was a rival that. With Randy Savage. I feel
no
like maybe
idea.
Hulk Hogan at some
so?
Point. Possibly.
I mean...
McMahon gained significant traction when he hired AWA talent.
Dude, we're not going to click on any more of these wrestling leagues. If we click anything, it's going to just be professional wrestling.
Okay, all right, click it. Fine. Step 12.
Dang, this is a lot of steps.
Yeah, we didn't do... Well, we started on science, and we're not good with wrestling.
Okay. Oh my god, bear wrestling.
Just... Wrestlers.
That's like types of wrestlers.
Oh, okay.
Professional wrestling.
Well, we could just okay. You're getting too hung up on right now with the actual time that it takes to be just looking at the table of contents, which isn't going to have a name in it. You got to scroll through these pages.
No, but I was thinking maybe it'd be like a list of wrestlers.
Okay.
New Japan Pro Wrestling. All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Let's go. Let's keep scrolling.
Da 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 da. Kayfabe. Kayfabe?
You're trying to learn about professional wrestling, which I admire because you don't know shit, apparently, other than heels aren't
other
thing.
Than my...
But we gotta get to Randy Savage and then learn about him.
Right.
It's clear that we don't
know
enough about him.
That's what I'm trying to do. Okay, rules, decisions, submission.
Oh, I see some names. Okay. Oh, that's some mixed martial art shit.
Those are MMA people.
Yeah, I saw Chris Jericho, and then I saw a mention
Shawn
of mixed
Michaels.
Martial art. Oh, come on. Where's the part where it's like, who's cool? I see Dusty Rhodes'
who's
name.
Cool?
Dusty Rhodes
dramatic
is...
Dramatic elements.
Ooh, wait. Ooh, I see The Rock, I see
John
CM Punk.
Cena, Randy Orton.
No, Shawn Michaels, Ricky Steamboat.
Hulk Hogan.
Man, no. Is this serious?
Again?
No.
Maybe they don't consider him a famous enough wrestler. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Hogan turned heel after being a top face for over a decade.
I think we done lost this one.
Yeah, we might have lost this race.
You know what? Let's click John Cena.
You want to click John
Let's
Cena?
Let's click John Cena and wrap this episode up.
Compromise.
It was just,
what is I don't know anything about John Cena's like thing. I don't know his catchphrases.
You don't know what his catchphrase is?
Does he have a catchphrase?
Do you think that all wrestlers have catchphrases?
Well, they have like stuff that they say.
I don't think The Rock has a catchphrase. He just
what The Rock is cooking.
Oh shit, you're right.
Come on.
I was just gonna say he does the eyebrow raise thing.
He does
I'd
that
also
too.
Accept,
this is a form of catchphrase.
I would also accept clicking The Rock.
Okay, well we click John Cena.
John Cena. I don't know if this counts as a step, but
I mean we're not gonna get to this is just like a this is just for us.
We're a little bit over time.
Yeah.
We didn't get to it. I just hope that the Macho Man can respect the fact that we did not get to him. We may have. Slightly let him down.
Well, I mean, you already high-fived him, so.
Well, I mean, a high five, that means different things for different people, you know? It doesn't mean, hey, you're doing a great job. I think it meant, in his case, almost an intimidation thing. Like, hey, check out how strong this high five is. Yeah. I could break you.
He was trying to hurt you.
Oh my God. You didn't mute your phone?
Sorry. I have a really good text.
Hey, I'm back. I heard that someone's phone was on in this podcast recording session.
Oh, no. Come on, you've done this before, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm a true professional.
Do you even own a phone?
Yeah. You know what it is? You know what the...
Can you say no, or can you only say yeah?
Yeah.
Can you let me phrase it?
Caitlin, don't
yes
do this
no
to
question.
Him. Don't
can
do this.
You,
to... yeah,
can yeah, you only yeah, say yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Caitlin,
all
I think
right,
you're,
we
you
this
really
up.
You
we're gonna
really...
wrap up this recording, folks. It's been great. It's been great being with you here on this week's. Can you get to that?
Caitlin, you just killed the Macho Man.
I'm Caitlin
man.
Best.
Caitlin, you just killed the Macho Man.
He was already dead. He was just a ghost.
I'm Matthew Olson. We gotta figure out what to do with this.
We'll see you next week.
Ghost corpse?
Yeah, I'll throw it out back.
Next week, we'll see you somewhere in the wiki space. Maybe next week we'll get to that.
Maybe. Who can say?
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Peace.